Father, we thank you that we can assemble, and thank you that we have your word available to us. And so, Lord, as we again look at the Psalms, Lord, and today looking at the shortest psalm in the Bible, but yet, Lord, we want to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've come to that favorite psalm of many people who think that it's good when I can say I have memorized a whole chapter.
Yes.
And in the Hebrew original, it's 17 words. So if you can memorize 17 words, you can memorize a chapter in the Bible. But don't stumble two chapters later to 119, because that's 176 verses. It's a little bit different. However, the spirit is the same. The concept here is unbelievable when we just look at what is packed in two little verses. So I'll read it, and then we want to sing a song. But praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So we see praising the Lord at the beginning, we see praising the Lord in the middle, we see praising the Lord at the end. So we continue on these praise songs, and I keep going over my list of praise songs, and some of them, I think, are great words, but I don't really like the music too well. And others, I like the music, and I don't like the words. So I'm really picky. And by the way, these notes are not my final proofed copy. They got so many typos in it, you would say, my, oh, my, it must have been. Anyway, it wasn't late at night. It was early in the morning, actually, but this wasn't quite late enough in the morning. So forgive me for that, but we'll have the edited right copy on the internet later on today or tomorrow. And so let us begin by just singing the song we sang it a few weeks ago, Praise to the Lord, an old song by Joachim Neander. And this is just a few verses of it, but it's the Billy Graham Choir. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, brother and sister, draw near. Praise him in glad adoration. So a lot of praising in this song, and that's kind of where we are today, praising him. So let's sing along, if you will, please.
Praise to the Lord.
Well, Psalm 117, verse 1, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, or that could also be nations, it's goy, but all you Gentiles, laud him, all you peoples. So we have the first praise is the Hallel, which is the common normal, I don't know about normal, but used most frequently in the Bible, it's praising the Lord. The second one, laud, is a little different word, is Shabbach. And it means to extol in a loud tone. It's not used very many places in the Bible. I think it's used 11 times. One of the times is when David brought the ark into Jerusalem and they were extolling the Lord. They were shabbaking. They were praying with a loud voice. So this laud hymn is praising him, but even in a louder voice. So it's praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. And isn't it good, if you're a Gentile like I am, to see how he has brought us into the church? Actually, that's the church age, really. And it was all, of course, in accordance with his plan. But Israel, where the word came first, was rejected. And so then the church age was brought in, Pentecost brought in, the Spirit poured out on every believer. And now we can praise him because we're saved, right? All Gentiles can be saved. They didn't have to be on Mount Sinai to receive the law. They didn't have to have Moses as a leader. We have a leader in Jesus Christ, right? So praise the Lord. Now the Lord here is Jehovah or Yahweh. That is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. I believe. Well, it isn't in my Bible. Yes, it is in my Bible, I'm sure. I was looking at the wrong one. Yes, this is Jehovah. So praise Jehovah, or praise Yahweh, or praise God the Father, or just praise God, right? All inclusive. All you Gentiles. Notice the word all there. It's all you Gentiles. All. We have another one in the next line there. Laud him, all you peoples. Now, the peoples here, that is really means a whole collection of nations. That's just not Gentiles. That's everybody. So laud him, all you people. So praise him, you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. And then verse 2 is merciful kindness. And that's one word in the Hebrew. Remember, we talked about playing chess and put an ed on the end, so it was chesed, and then you kind of, put that a little bit in the beginning of it. But that's chesed, chesed. It really means merciful kindness. It's really one word, but it means merciful kindness. It's got some other components to it in addition, but merciful kindness really captures what chesed is. That's his care for us, his mercy for us, his kindness to us, and how awesome that is. It says it's great. Gabor, great means great. Great means really big. So his mercy and kindness is really big toward us. Anybody doubt that? Well, you don't know what I'm going through right now. I don't know it's so great for me right now. His mercy is great. His kindness is great. Whether you can feel it or experience it or not is maybe depending on circumstances a little bit. But his merciful kindness is great toward us, not just is great all by off in the yonder somewhere and not connecting with us, but his mercy is toward us. So if you don't feel that, just ask him, Lord, help me to feel. I know it's coming here, but it's like when I cry out, I want the Lord to speak to me. Well, he's always speaking to me. Open your ears, Phil. Open your ears. It's not the Lord isn't speaking. I'm not listening. His merciful kindness is coming toward us, whether we can even sense it or not, or whether we even believe it or not. An atheist, or whatever he is, that merciful kindness is even coming to him, but he's not got his receiver on, so he can't get any of it, really. And then we have the companion to mercy in our Lord, and that's truth. 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 Mercy and truth. And the truth of the Lord is going to be for 5 years. Is that what it says? Truth of the Lord endures forever. Olam. Forever. I don't know how long forever is because it's beyond what I can understand, but it's forever. He's always truthful. The Lord is always truthful. His word is always truthful. Don't let anyone tell you the word goes out of date or it doesn't fit this culture or it doesn't fit this time. His word is true. His word is true. Now, on your notes, there's one thing that I just kind of caused me to go over the top on the back page, so I put it on here. But I think about God's judgment coming, and most people don't believe in God's judgment, and yet we look at how God judges and what things were kind of at the top of the abomination list. And there's many things, but I mean idolatry and immorality in a general thing, but abortion. Abortion was so hated by God that he made a big deal out of it, passing through the fire into the arms of Molech, and secondly, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for what? Pretty is their pride, but from their pride came this blatant homosexuality. Now, where is our nation today on abortion? Pushing the limits even beyond birth, right? Where are we on homosexuality? Well, this picture here, you can't see it here. It's good because it's the flag flying under the U.S. flag. This is at the embassies are all flying the LGBT flag for the balance. They started in the end of May on through June. So that's proclamated by the U.S. government. So that's what we're flying. I don't know what makes me madder, to see that or to see somebody stomping on the flag, because the flag is very important to me, because what it stands for a nation that God allowed and brought into being and is continuing to bless, and yet we are just turning our back on him so much. So what this nation is saying to the world that it stands for now is exactly what God judges, right? Exactly. It can't be any more real than that. So we pray. And we stand. And we stand against the evils and the wickedness all around us. And that difference is great now. And that difference is going to grow even more and more as we go forward in these end times, I believe. Get ready to stand and get ready to be persecuted. Get ready to be ridiculed. Get ready to be put in the spot where you think you have no friends left, because they all will turn on you because you're a fanatic for the Lord, and you're a fanatic in following the Word of God, and that makes them very uncomfortable. They don't want to hear it, right? Could be right in your own family you will get that if you haven't gotten it already. This psalm brings us back then to praising Him, extolling Him loudly, that's Jews and Gentiles alike, and then His merciful kindness, His loving kindness, merciful kindness, His mercy is great toward us, and His truth is forever. Praise the Lord. Those are all hallelujahs there, if you would rather use hallelujah. That's in the Greek, it's hallelujah in the New Testament. It's hallelujah in the Old Testament. And but that's praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for this psalm, although only two verses, causes us to remember You and hopefully just totally praising You for all things. We thank You for Your grace, Your mercy, Your loving kindness here that is toward us continually. We thank You for Your truth that endures forever. And Lord, we do want to pray this morning for our nation. We want to pray for the world. And we want to pray for all of these Jews or Gentiles who do not know You yet, because that's the most serious and the most consequential thing that we can pray for, it seems to me. Because people taking their last breath today without You will be eternally separated from You. And each day as we go forward, that is the same thing. So those that You put in our path or in our lives that we don't see fruitfulness, we don't see them really proclaiming Your name, we just want to pray for them, Lord. So lead us now in this time in Jesus' name. So let us pray. Well, we've come to the end of the hour. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life. Let's just close with this great song of looking back to Him regarding His love, the love of God. Thank you. Let's stand on this last verse if you'd like.
The ocean fills and where the skies a parchment made, where every song on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning, Lord. And as we go our separate ways, Lord, may we be in prayer this day, every day, all the time. We acknowledge you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for blessing us so much, giving us what we don't deserve and giving us eternal life with you if we would but believe and accept you, Lord. Help us to show that love to a dark and dying world, Lord. Help us not to get too distracted with all the evil, Lord, because it's endless and it will only get worse. But help us to focus on you and the light of the gospel, the salt of the earth. You've given us the good news, Lord. We've got it. There's nothing better. Help us to share it. In Jesus' name, amen.